Buenos dias from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 26th of February, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up, on Thursday the 19th, the country revealed plans for an informal E6 group of the European Union's six largest economies to coordinate policies and strengthen Europe's global influence against the United States and China. The initiative emerged partly from concern that Europe could fall behind the US and China economically and geopolitically. The proposed bloc would include France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, and Poland, aims to break political deadlocks that have slowed economic reforms within the EU. Carlos Cuerpo, the economy minister, said the group would discuss difficult issues without red tape, focusing on deeper financial market integration, securing supplies of critical raw materials, boosting defense investment, and strengthening the international role of the euro. However, smaller EU countries, including Ireland and Portugal, worried that the initiative could create a two-speed Europe where large states dominate decision-making. In other news, on Tuesday the 24th, a judge investigating the deadly Dana floods of October 2024 has taken the first formal step towards charging Carlos Mazón, the former head of the Generalitat Valenciana. Judge Nuria Ruiz Tobarra sent a report to the High Court of Justice of the Valencian community asking it to investigate Mazón. As Mazón is now a regional member of parliament, only that court can decide whether he should face charges. The case examines possible responsibility for the response to the storm that caused 230 deaths. The investigation has lasted more than 15 months and included testimony from over 500 witnesses and experts. New witness statements from his driver and bodyguards have raised doubts about his version of events, particularly about when he arrived at the government headquarters during the emergency. The judge believes earlier emergency alerts could have saved lives. Meanwhile, Santiago Abascal, leader of the far-right party Vox, has dismissed reports that Pope Leo XIV warned Spanish bishops about the rise of the far right. Speaking at the political events in Salamanca and the West on Tuesday the 24th, Abascal said the story was an invention from a bishop he accused of supporting immigration. Controversy began after reports that the Pope told the Spanish Episcopal Conference his main concern in Spain was far-right ideology and the use of the church to win Catholic voters. The dispute highlights growing tension between Vox and parts of the Catholic hierarchy, especially over immigration. Spanish bishops have supported measures to regularize migrants, while Vox has strongly opposed them and accused some church leaders of benefiting from immigration policies. This week, Sanchez announced the declassification of secret files to clarify events surrounding the failed 23F military coup attempt to overthrow the government on the 23rd of February, 1981. 45 years later, there are still questions about what actually happened. Key questions involve the role of King Juan Carlos I, the levels of military support for the uprising, and possible civilian involvement. Historians also want records of phone calls between Parliament, the Royal Palace, and military leaders. However, experts warn that the documents may be incomplete or biased. World of Science on Monday the 23rd, government statistics showed that Spain is attracting a growing number of researchers working in the United States through its ATRAE talent program. The latest research program, over 250 scientists applied, about one-third were working in the United States. In the end, 37 researchers were chosen, 21 of them came from U.S. institutions. Each will receive around 1 million euros to start a research team in the country. Some scientists say more researchers are leaving the U.S. because conditions have become harder. They point to political pressure on science, funding cuts, and tensions between the government and universities during the presidency of Donald Trump. On Tuesday the 24th, meteorological agency IMET warned that a large cloud of Saharan dust is moving across the peninsula this week, bringing hazy skies, poor air quality, and the possibility of dramatically named blood rain, which happens when red dust mixes with rainfall. The event, called a Talima, is being driven by a storm front that's pulling sand from Morocco and Mauritania towards the peninsula. IMET warned that fine particles will worsen air quality and advised people with respiratory conditions to take precautions. It's expected to spread beyond the country, reaching France, the UK, and even parts of Scandinavia later this week. Speaking of storms, in Galicia, in the northwest, the ancient Roman walls of Lugo, one of the best-preserved Roman fortifications in the world, are facing a new threat: relentless storms and heavy rain. The wall has been a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 2000. After weeks of heavy storms earlier this year, a section of the wall collapsed earlier this month when water soaked into the structure, causing stones to slide down. Experts later confirmed the fallen part was not original Roman work, but a section rebuilt in the 1920s. Even so, the incident alarmed conservation teams and highlighted how changing weather patterns are putting pressure on the 1,700-year-old monument. Continuous rain prevented the wall from draining properly. For our think piece this week, Matti Brignall wrote for the Telegraph about the death of the British expat dream in Spain. Once a magnet for British retirees and second home buyers, Brignall believes Spain is becoming increasingly hostile to foreign property ownership. He mentions Brexit in passing, but oddly seems to put the blame on Spain and the current government. He also points to an increase in anti-tourist and anti-expat sentiment, which he talks lots about, driven by a worsening housing crisis, which he talks a lot less about, and it says it's prompted sweeping proposals targeting non-resident buyers. In the Balearic Islands, a new bill could ban non-residents from purchasing homes, aiming to prioritize locals over so-called speculators. Mm-hmm. Nationally, Sanchez has proposed a 100% tax on properties bought by non-EU residents, potentially doubling costs for Britons. Check out Brignall's full article in the link in the show notes. In health news, on Wednesday the 25th, central government announced plans to ban the sale of energy drinks to children under 16 as concerns grow about their health effects. The proposal is being promoted nationally by Pablo Bistundui, the consumer affairs minister, who argues that highly caffeinated drinks can harm minors' physical and mental health. Government wants rules similar to those used for alcohol or tobacco age limits, preventing young teenagers from buying these products in shops or vending machines. Next, on Tuesday the 24th, Barcelona ranked 14th in the world in TripAdvisor's 2026 Traveler's Choice Awards, Best of the Best Destinations. Standing as the only Spanish city to reach the top global tier this year, Bali ranked first, Abu Dhabi got last place on the list at 25. The award is based entirely on traveler reviews and ratings collected over 12 months, with fewer than 1% of listings on the platform achieving the status. Highlights that helped Barcelona get to the top spots were landmarks such as Sagrada Familia, strong influence from the Modernismo architecture movement, and a city beach. Finally, an uplifting story stepping out of your comfort zone. A recent article by Euro Weekly News followed the story of Margarita Behrendt, an Austrian woman who decided to escape her painful divorce and start over with her young son in a hilltop town of Vejer de Frontera, Andalucía, in the south, hoping for a calmer life. Article follows her life, saying that at first it was daunting. She didn't speak Spanish. Everyday errands were a struggle. Her 7-year-old son quickly became her unofficial translator. Warmth of Andalusia and its people, food, and culture helped her find her feet. Today, the place she once fled to is now home, proof that sometimes a leap into the unknown is all it takes. Full story of Margarita, link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Something to tell us? Send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.